And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This is homecoming week at UL Lafayette, and it's Paint the Town Red. Various businesses today and tomorrow, it will be Paint the Town Red in the schools. And then lots of tournaments, tennis, golf, lots of activities. If you'd like to get a complete listing, you can go to the UL Lafayette website or Facebook page and find out about all the events that you can attend this week, including alumni events and tailgating events. This evening on the UL Lafayette campus, the Symphony Halloween concert will take place in Angel Hall. You're invited to dress up. It's free for children ages 17 and younger, and all UL faculty, students, and staff with ID. Other adults can purchase tickets at the door. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, you should get there early. It's a very popular concert. Acadiana Pride will hold their Louisiana Words event. It's a poetry, fiction, and an open mic with comedy and horror tonight, 7:30 in Lafayette at Fame Nightlife. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts, there are professional development workshops for teachers. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, the workshop will be Telling Folk Tales with Shadow Puppetry, presented by Hobie Ford, for teachers in grades K through 5. To register, please contact the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It will be from 4:30 to 7:30 tomorrow. And the Seasonal Voices reading series presents Otherworldly Voices on Wednesday. Cherie Cohen's Haunted Lafayette, Louisiana, she will be reading from that this Wednesday, 7 o'clock in downtown Lafayette at Carpe Diem. All are invited. And a special benefit for Cité des Arts will take place at the ACA on Halloween night. Cane Fire Film Series and the Stage Backers will present this special fundraiser for Cité. They will be showing the documentary called Birth of the Living Dead, which is a documentary on the making of Night of the Living Dead, the classic zombie film, and that will be at ACA starting at 7:30. Tickets are available at the ACA box office or website, or for more information, the Cane Fire Film Series Facebook page. IPAL continues its performances of Noises Off in New Iberia at the S&E Theater this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available by calling the theater. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with a performance by the Pine Leaf Trio in Parc Sans Souci. The Beaux-Arts Ball is this Friday, presented by the College of the Arts at UL Lafayette, but it is sold out. So if you'd like to keep up with the events in the College of the Arts, you can stop by their website or sign up for their Facebook page and be aware of events, lectures, balls, and other activities through the College of the Arts. Acadiana Repertory Theater opens Cody Degg's In the Bones. It will open Friday and run this weekend and next at Theater 810. It's a small theater. They recommend that you get your tickets ahead of time by calling Theater 810 or going to acadianarep.org. This weekend is the Louisiana Book Festival in Baton Rouge. The UL Lafayette Press will have a tent there. Lots of books from the UL Lafayette Press. Authors will be there reading from their works as well as signing copies of their books. For more information, you can go to the UL Lafayette, the UL Press website, or the Louisiana Book Festival website. In Lake Charles, the Friends of Teuton Park have their basic gardening program that begins this Saturday, the 2nd. For more information, you can contact Teuton Park in Lake Charles. And the Child and Family Studies Program, the Early Childhood Laboratory, is holding its 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday, November 2nd, from noon until 4 at 210 East Valcourt Street. And celebration will include tailgating for homecoming. The Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation is honoring the town of Arneville this Saturday, November 2nd, in New Orleans at their annual gala. For more information, go to their website, Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation. The Festival of Words will be taking place November 6th through the 9th in Grand Coteau and the surrounding areas. You can go to their website, Festival of Words, to find out more about their events. We will be speaking with people from the Festival of Words and talk to them more about the readings and events that will take place. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, it's From the Top. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10 and Djamma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. And a big thank you to all of you who participated during our fundraiser, which ended Sunday evening. But all the people waiting till the very, very, very last minute have been contributing online and stopping by our studios since then. So if you didn't make it during the fundraiser, please make that contribution. But a huge thanks to all of you who participated during our 10-day 50th anniversary fundraiser. In just a moment, NPR's All Things Considered.